Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
Good evening. You're on the air live with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Thank you so much for being here. I know we had great celebrations yesterday. We did it a little bit different, but we got it done. So that means we're all victors here. You know, this show is going to be short and sweet, but I'm expanding it now. We've added in another segment called Cross Country Connect, and this is where we go into different states and we have different people come on. And tonight, you know, we start where our beginnings are. You know, I'm a Houstonian. I'm from Texas. So, you know, you don't forget where you come from. So I hit Texas tonight. So we have Miss Edwina Putney that will be coming on with us after we get started. And, of course, there's Aunt G here. But before we get going, I just wanted to share something with you. You know, we're about encouraging words and food for thought and to think. And to think is to clear the clutter out of your mind. The H in think is to be aware. The I is to assess yourself internally. You make it happen. The N is to notice and to be no nonsense. And the K is kindness. Kindness to all, but we need to kill this deadly virus that's going on here. We have to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy, and stay healthy. We're here about to educate. We're about the education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. But right now we have an importance of connectivity because this is affecting all of us here, and we have to make sure that we become victors and pull through it. My word for you today, this is more of a food for thought, and it is based on democracy. And it says democracy can not be success if the mission, unless the people rouse themselves to become more informed and more involved, unless they unite, unless they establish an unshakable force for justice and keep a strict eye on activities of the powerful. Now, that's my word for you today because, you know, we do not believe in defeat. We do not believe in being discouraged, but here, we're waking up Linda McShann, we do believe in being determined. So we're determined to get through this together and to start new beginnings. I'd like to appreciate, you know I'm about appreciation, the person that encouraged me to start waking up with Linda McShann in 2014 to give me this tool so that I can reach out here. I'd like to give appreciation because we're about education here. To my alma mater, Antioch University, faculty, staff, and professors, and Laverne University, faculty, staff, and professors, because, you know, they made it possible. And my motto is, if you want to learn, you need to attend Laverne. So all you young adults out there that's thinking about moving into that higher academics, that's just some information for you. Tonight we have A.G. coming on with us, but we're going to stretch out this show. And we're going to bring in Cross Country Connect. We'll have persons coming in talking about health and wellness. You heard Gloria last week talking about nutrition. We'll have Surf coming on, which is Kathy Debbie Sutton. And she's talking about for the young adults or the persons out there with special needs. She'll have information for us. And, you know, I'm into this public policy, so I'll have a lot of clubs coming on. a lot of people coming on, giving you some information near the time that it's time for us to make these changes. You'll hear about them, too. And again, I'd like to appreciate the mayor of Los Angeles and Governor Newsom, because they are really, really keeping us informed on what we have to do here. They're making it happen so we can stay abreast. You know, we have persons will be able to get food stamps. So for those of you who don't know anything about food stamps, that helps with that food bill. And the little stimulus checks are going to be coming in. So, you know, you can go buy some more presents for the kids. Keep them busy. Buy yourself some lipstick, perfume. Get your hair cut. Just do a lot of things. Things are going to change here. We just have to stick in here, get it done, not be afraid of the dark, because if we keep our eyes on the stars, the light will carry us through. I have someone on the phone, and I think it is Miss Edwina Putney calling in from Texas. Edwina, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Edwina, how are you? Thank you so much. I know the time frame is different there, and it's a little late for you, so we had you come on first. And I'd just like to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. I'm going to tell a little story. Edwina and I was in junior high school together, and we were band members. Yes, I was a percussionist. I was a drummer. And she used to sniggle and laugh at me because when those guys would mess with me saying, who ever heard of a female drummer, I could take a drumstick and sell it across the room and be exact with it. But we started way back. Then we moved on into high school together, and I became a twirler, but my position was in front of the drum and bugle corps. So this is a connection here that is many, 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 many years. But Edwina is a community person. She's a retired school teacher and also certified librarian. So not only did she put the books with the children, she told them what books to look for. So anyone that took Ms. Putney's class had the ability to go out, research, and actually get the facts. Edwina, thank you so much. You have pushed so many of us through. You have been there. You're like the outreach person that keeps me going on. And even though I'm not in Houston, you let me know what's going on. So this evening, I'd like to have you just give a word to the young adults or something that you feel that the children need to hear, the parents need to hear, because we're all in here together. Can you help us out with that, please?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. I'd like to tell the children and the teenagers also that reading is so important during this time. It not only helps you to immerse yourself in the books, in the characters, in the setting, but it gets your mind off of all of the stressful things that are going on, since we are all staying at home and we're in it together, but we are alone. Use your time to not only do the lessons online, but take yourself away from that sometime and read for maybe 15 to 30 minutes every day. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a big book, but you can read a magazine, or if you have an e-reader like a Kindle or a Nook, or if you have the application on your laptop, read that. Read a graphic novel. Read a magazine. But just do something to read and take your mind away from everything that's going on. And then you maybe can get with some of your friends and discuss it. Not get with them, but talk to them on the phone or talk to them on Skype or whatever, FaceTime, and discuss what you're reading. And that's a good thing, too. It allows you to have that connectivity that Linda talked about so much. So read. Please use your time to read. And as I said, it doesn't have to be a heavy type of book, but it can be anything, a graphic novel, something that interests you, something that can take your mind away from what's going on. That's what I do. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me sane, not only during this time, this crisis that's going on, but also just normally. I read. Reading is fundamental. Reading is a part of my life, and it always will be. But I also listen to music. I love music. Linda, as Linda said, we played in the band. I played the flute. She played the drums. And so we just know how to entertain ourselves, but also how to get ourselves, our minds cleared and carry on. So I hope a little bit of advice will help someone, some child, young child or teenager, or even someone that's in college. It will encourage you.
Yes, thank you so much. Reading is very, very important. And what I found out, and if I could share in, it's always good to do a journal, to write down mm-hmm. what you've yes. read, you know. That's sort of like a good opportunity it gives you that stick to the brain type thing.
Yes.
So reading yes. and writing and keeping yes. a journal or setting up a folder so that you can go back. I work with a lot of young adults that are in theater and, you know, they're in performing and things, and it's always, no matter what the script is, they write. I know I write.
Yeah.
I do theater. I can read that script, and I can understand that script, and I can rehearse and rehearse, but it doesn't really stick with me until I start writing down, bullet pointing,
exactly.
because I have to get the flow. So when I am so glad that you came on to share that, and, you know, I know how it is in Texas, but I'd like to ask you, you know, we don't have the problem of running out to the store, at least because in the South, the pantries are full there. And this is a thing that I've known all my life. Everyone has a pantry full of canned goods and flour and all the stuff that they need, because that's tornado and hurricane weather there, and sometimes you have to hunkle down and be ready. So it's like so different for me out here. You know, I get the things that I need. I love coffee, so I stack up on my coffee. We should actually always get in the habit of stacking up on everything you use daily.
Everything.
Everything.
That's right.
From toothpaste
That's
to soap
right.
to toilet tissue, because it has been a different type of program here. It's been a thing that it's a new thing. I call it a new beginning. I don't want to say new normal, because there's nothing normal about this. It's just the shift, and it's going to be a way that we will have new beginnings, because after this is over with and we have that true humanitarian spirit and we've learned about caring and sharing and being courageous and doing it in a cheerful manner, just because we're going through something, that don't mean we have to let it take us down. We can't get discouraged. We don't believe in defeat, and we must stay determined. That's what's going to pull us through this. But in order to do that, we have to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. You know, there is a saying, when one person lights a light for another one, the whole world shines. So there might be a person next to you that don't quite know how to get in it, but you keep yourself in a position so you can bring them up. Because the more lights and candles that shine out there, the brighter it will be. So that's why I tell everyone to do not be defeated. And do not be afraid of the dark, because definitely the light will bring us through, and the light shines from within. We're going through this confinement, this confusion, and this craziness, you know. And another good thing that we really have to be mindful of is our mental wellness, because this is like a switch. People are not used to this. We're finding out that we can do what we need to do, and we can do it in other ways. We have options out here. But this is like a big awakening, but it's a good awakening, because it's poison. And poison can always be turned into medicine. So I want to leave you with that. And when I have Aunt G that comes on with us, and before Aunt G comes on, what I like to do is just like, I'm going to put some music in between here, and just stay on the line and listen, and then we're going to bring Aunt G in. Thank you so much. Appreciation to you. Hold the fort down there in Texas. Yes, everybody, I'm a Houstonian. That's my stomping ground. And one thing about being a Texan, it's hospitality there, but I tell everybody here, You know what we got in our baby formula when we was in our baby cribs? We put respect. So you will not have a problem with a Texan as long as you don't disrespect them, because that's what we were taught, to respect ourselves and to respect others. And, you know, sometimes you have to kind of like understand, but we're real big on respect in Texas. We're going to let you in. We're going to feed you good. We're going to treat you like kings and queens. But you must at all times respect yourself and respect us. That is the only thing that sends us off and have our head. So I have to watch that, because when I come into Houston, you know, they call me a transplant. You know, I've been out here for quite a while, but guess what? Yeah. I did not forget those upbringings, okay? Those things stick with you. So for the young adults out there, I know you don't want to hear what your parents are telling you sometimes. Your parents don't know what they're talking about. But take it from me. Listen and listen very closely and be the best daughter or son that one can be, and especially at this time, because like I said, we're all in this together. And when I love you, I'm going to put on this song, and we're going to listen to it. And if you can, just hang with us and take a listen to Auntie. You know she's a character. So here we go. Thank you. I love you. And keep the faith down there, Texas. All right.
You're one look at you, and it was plain to me you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead,
on,
always there in time of need.
Oh, man, when I took the wheel, you'll be there to put me up the hill. There's no, no looking back.
And I mean that. We're all we need to get by. We have to share and care and uplift each other. You know, Aunt G should be coming in on the line. I'm going to put my disclaimer in now. She's going to take us through. Remember last week she talked about the ABCs or coping? So she's going to come on. I don't know how many alphabets she's going to take, but we're going to bring Aunt G in, and I am not responsible. I'm putting in my disclaimer, because you know she got a big heart. She's full of love, but she's real. Aunt G, are you on the line with us at this time?
Well, hello, everybody. How you doing this evening?
Hey.
I hope everybody had a safe and fabulous weekend. Kept it in, and, you know, enjoy the festivities the best way you can. You know, do it again, repeat, put it again, do it again, repeat, you know. Sometimes it gets a little boring, but, you know, keep doing it until you find something else to do. Do that again, too. But, yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. You know, got some rest and, you know, reached out to, you know, family, friends. You know, you got to keep in contact with folks during, you know, any time that you're going through anything, but especially now. And it is very important to grasp on really taking seriously what it is going on. We're finding people who listen and who have problems with listening skills. We have people who are supportive and people who don't care. So, yeah, Linda, I wanted to start off with the dream of remembering your ABCs to achieve your dreams. Remembering your ABCs, and what I would like to invite my lovely friends to do as well, as I go over, you know, this list as far as I can get today, write down what your ABCs, you know, write down what your ABCs are, and, you know, and hopefully that can be your support during this pandemic or any other situation you may find in your life, because like I said, these ABCs have gotten me through many, many things in my life. And we're going to start off with A. A has a lot of information in it, so I'm going to break it down as much as I can, but I'm going to say what A is first, which is avoid negative sources, people, places, things, and habits. Now, you know, in hindsight, you might think, time that we're living in right now, yeah, that should be kind of easy. But like I said, we have some people that don't care too much about staying 6 feet or more from you. Don't care too much about putting the mask on or washing their hands. And now with everything, you know, they either you do have it, you don't have it, and if you do have it, you may not have it, or you may, it's just still up in the air. So we all just have to assume that we have it, and therefore just be cautious of our loved ones, our friends, ourselves, and keeping our health and our vitamins and juices and fluids up in our bodies. And that was why I was really, really liking A, because you want to avoid the negative part of any situation, whether it be at a place or things or habits. We all have habits we're not so proud of. So the best way we can in our imperfect selves, you know, just work on them, you know, and try to get a grip on them, because before they get a grip on you, because, you know, a habit is what it is, a habit, and they're not always so easy to get rid of. And places, you can avoid places, but if you can't, because sometimes places can be toxic too, if it's not good for you, then work hard on avoiding it. Find a new place that welcomes you or is that brings you, makes you happy, puts smiles on your faces. And people, we want to always love our people, you know, because we all packed in with, we got a crazy, crazy side. We got a not so crazy side. We got a, okay, I can understand you and relate to you and love you at the same time side. So we all have a cocktail, basically, built in us. But we want to expound on reaching into the positive sides of ourselves and giving that best part of ourselves to others. And sources sometimes can be a struggle, but you try to reach out, like they said, Wina said, you know, get a good book, you know, sit down and learn a few things. You know, it's very few times in life where you put on the pause button, and right now is really a pause. Reflect, you know, upon yourself, and learn. Get a time, get some wrinkles in your brain. You know, look at some books, look at some really educational programs. Learn from your neighbors, learn from your friends, learn from your own life experiences, and that way you can expound on having it easier to avoid negative situations. Now I'm going to take you to B. Now, believe in yourself. Now, that is a wonderful words. We might have heard it from a mentor or a teacher or a parent or a friend, but sometimes it's not easy to believe in yourself, Linda, you know. And that was one thing that I struggled with, my own self, believing in myself, finding what that meant and the importance of it. And it took me a while, because I was always loving, you know, to help others and put a smile on other people's face and give you a hug if you need a hug, or and pray what it may be you be going through, and helping others get through things. And so getting to believing oneself can sometimes be a struggle. Sometimes we need to look at a mentor that may have it all together and get some of that information from them, the positiveness. You want to turn on your positive beings again and find ways to believe in yourself. Because yourself first, without self-worth in this world, in this time that we're living in, is not going to be very good, because self-worth is important, especially if you're wanting that energy, the positive energy, come from other people. It can radiate and live inside you. And no matter what kind of day you're having, that belief in yourself will get you standing up. It gets you listening, being sharp as a whip, being able to feel and notice when something negative or something not so good coming around you, so then you can like avoid it at all costs, and so that you can know that loving yourself, supporting yourself, believing in yourself, and belief just itself is not an easy word just by itself, belief. Belief systems come and go. Some people don't even have a belief system, because maybe when the way they were brought up, they don't even know what that is. They don't even know who they are. So those of you who don't know quite who you are, look in the mirror and say, I love you. I appreciate you. You're deserving of kindness. You're deserving of success. You're deserving of wonderful things to come in your life and for you to share with others. And it's okay. So time is getting close, Linda. So I'm just going to slow it down right there with just those two alphabets, the A and B today, because they both impact such information that I gravitated to. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to wrap up my words of encouragement today is getting back up to what falls before, you see. So when you fall, you see something, someone falling, don't worry. You get back up, you see. You see, because when you have feet, you see, we get those feet and we start working on those foundations. And the stronger you get your feet, the more times you're going to land on your feet every time that life sometimes have you fall. But getting back up, that is the one thing that's awesome. And that will keep you learning every time you're not down by whatever reason or season or thing.
You know, I agree with you, and I'm so glad that you said that. And when you said that, I can go back again to that information that was given to me when I was a child. You know how children do things, and they have to win, win, win all the time. They have to be the number one, one, one all the time. Most young adults, it's all about me, 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 and it takes a while before we grow into learning how to be king. And I would just get so upset when things go right, or when I would make a mistake, or if I didn't get that, whatever I was going for. If I didn't get first place, I got third place. And so my grandparents would say, you know what, you got placed, okay? It doesn't matter if it's first, second, or third. But when you say you have feet and get up, it rung a bell. And they used to tell me, okay, so you fell on your face. Look, you still have the ball in your hand. You still have the ball, and the goal is down there. So what you need to do is get to the goal. You haven't dropped the ball yet, and your determination is to get the ball to that goal. So keep going. You still have the ball in your hand. So those things, getting back up, and we run into a lot of stuff. You know, it comes. I call it putting on your boxing gloves and grease it up with some Vaseline, because you're going to have to get in there and fight. And another thing, as you're saying, life is a struggle. And you have to look in the positivity of yourself. But you also have to feel, notice, and be aware of everything. And you cannot be aware of your surroundings unless you are aware of you. So when it gets crazy out there, there's a saying, and it's that a sword, and this is not for a violent thing, but it's just to put it out there, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward, okay? It doesn't matter if you have three swords that you're holding. If you do not have the strength, the endurance, the fortitude, the perseverance to wield that sword properly, those are cowardly actions, and you can't do it. So, again, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. And back to what I said about democracy, I'm going to say it again while you're on the phone. Democracy cannot be successful in its mission unless the people rouse themselves to become more informed and more involved, unless they unite, unless they establish an unshakable force for justice and keep a strict eye on activities of the powerful. And that is why Waking Up Max Shan is here for words of encouragement. And before I let you go, I had a lady call me, and she said, well, you know, where did this start from? I said, well, you know, Waking Up with Linda Max Shan was Wake Up with Linda Max Shan. And you remember, Gina, you started with me, Aunt Jean, and my show was at 7 o'clock in the morning, from 7 to 9, because I was getting on those campus colleges, and I had to be in those classes by 10. So I would start my show at 7 a.m., and I'd end it at 9 and hit the door. But I had problems getting persons to come on. because the friends that I needed to come on to share, they would tell me, I am not getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Most of the time, I'm not going to sleep until 4. So wake up with Linda McShann. Change to waking up with Linda McShann. Then I could move that any hour I needed to move it. But it wasn't to wake up, to get up out the bed and stomp on the floor. It was to wake up and move those blood cells through that brain and understand.
And you
can
stay woke
at
any time
here.
Of day.
That's what I'm talking
woke.
About.
You need to stay woke anyway. Nighttime, middle time, daytime, morning time.
Sometimes
you
some of us don't
woke.
Even need to go to sleep, right? just stay
yeah,
up.
Yeah, some of us okay. don't go to sleep because they don't know what they might be when they get up. So staying
okay,
woke,
okay.
being aware of your surroundings, what's going on, you know. And, I know you're about to show up. I got to just tell you this one thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, they done dragged this man off the bus. Okay, in New York, for not having a mask on. I mean, literally 5 of them dragged this man off the bus. You know. Come on now. You could put your sleeve. You could tie a shirt around. You know, people don't listen, and they wonder why. Now, when the troops come in and start looking at you crazy, oh, you're gonna be putting on the mask. Oh, when they start looking at putting the blue light on your hand to see if you wash your hands, oh, you're going to wash those hands. They're going to turn around and tell your nasty butt, go home because you ain't washed your butt. Get your butt in there and wash it now. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know until you're in the hospital, then you want an infomercial. Oh, everybody, you better listen. Oh, Lord, this is not
It ain't funny, you. But you're true.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. The truth spreads, and you can see it. You know, I try to find something funny in every situation because there is a little bit of funniness. But the seriousness of it is for real serious. It's like, how many times you going to hear him say, Lynn, okay, if you've been in for a test, stay your butt home for 14. If you can't stay by yourself, stay yourself in a room somewhere. Quarantine, 14 days. Now, that's like 14 years you done told somebody 14 days. Look. Let me tell everybody, look, let me tell you now, this is the truth of the truth. You know, Auntie, don't lie. If you went and got a test, you got it, okay? If you went and got a test positive or negative, you got it. Stay away from folks. And if you're using a shower in the bathroom, get your Lysol, spray that toilet, and let somebody else sit down on it clean. You know, get yourself, you know, everybody got germs. Just clean up everybody behind each other because you don't know if you do, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You don't know. They don't even know. If you listen to them, they don't even know. So just quarantine. Everybody think that. Let's just say, hey, I got it. I just don't have symptoms. And I'm just going to, you know, just get up my vitamin C, do whatever I do on my home remedies, listen for when they get whatever they decide they're going to give you, and then decide how they're going to do that according to whatever. Because everybody get no, you should give you a list. Either you have a fever or you don't. Everybody ain't got a fever. Everybody ain't got a cough.
No.
Everybody
no.
got. Now you can't smell. You can't smell. You know a lot of people got sinuses. They ain't smelled nothing since they were 10 years old. And their food ain't tasted no good, no better than a hot dog on a hot day. You know, so look, I'm just saying, you know, just use your common sense. You know, try to avoid, you know, what you need to avoid. You know, and it's, hey, and don't be afraid. I was in the store myself. Let me tell you something. I was in the store myself. I had to tell the lady, excuse me, can you step back? I mean, I'm trying to pay for my groceries. You all up right here. You about, okay. The next time somebody walks up, I said, oh, come on, keep coming. You coming in past my 6 feet. You pay for this. Oh, now you can get back. Oh, you don't want to come pay. You don't want to come to my space because I'm going to tell you to pay. I'm going to tell the lady, hey, they paying for my groceries, and I'm going to take my bags on. So you either get back or you're paying for me, okay? Because, you know, you got a reason with people's unreasonableness. You know, it's just
well, people don't understand.
You know.
And you hate to be out there, and it's really an eerie feeling when you do have to go out there because we have to be aware and cautious. And I was in CVS. That was a couple of weeks back because I don't go out unless I absolutely have to. And this lady came in and got right behind me. I looked at her and I said, ma'am, can you count to six? Okay? And I say, can you count to six? Because I need you to step back, count to six. As a matter of fact, count to 10. And I said, don't worry about it. So I just moved out of her way. But it's frightening out there because what you're saying is absolutely correct. You carry, you got it, or you don't got it. We don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. So we have to take care of ourselves. But I'll leave the listening audience with this. I come in, if I'm out there, I leave my shoes outside. I have a bucket of water ready with soapy suds. Come, strip down my clothes, put those clothes in that water, put on a hot pot of water and hold my head over the steam and go take a shower. I don't care if I've been out there 2 seconds because we don't know. We don't know what it is, what it does. I know all these people that are no longer with us held hands that much. We don't know. All we do is just to keep ourselves safe, to keep ourselves as healthy as we can. And for those of us who are left here, when the springtime comes to see the birds and the butterflies, it's going to be a new day. We're going to be better humanitarians. We're going to love. We're going to take care of each other. And we're going to treat people in a correct manner. This is a lesson. It's a lesson of connectivity. It's a lesson of think about it, as you say. Understand what you're around. It is lessons that we have. And it's very hard to fight something that you can't see. And it's very hard to try to put a label on something that you don't know. You know, like I said,
it's going to be different. Could have been gonna be asking folks, did you get your shot today? What's your doctor's shot slip?
Right. Or give me that blue pill you taking. Okay, it's a lot of ways to look at
this. What's working for you and your family? Exactly.
Yes, it's a lot of ways. But what we have to do now is to be mindful, do the best that we can do, keep encouraging one another, caring and sharing, and our big hearts and the love that we have can be felt by all people and all things. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. And, Aunt G, I know hopefully, you know, you have to come back on Friday. You know, you come in on Mondays and Friday because you bring us in the week, you take us out the week, and it'll be something in between. But Angie has that. We'll have Stephanie coming on tomorrow with health and wellness, and, of course, Gloria will be coming with us on Thursday with nutrition. And in between, we work in this cross-country connect because I'm just going across the country. I'm trying to get into Sweden. I know people everywhere because, you know, I like people. So I figured a cross-country connect is a good thing because that lets them know we're thinking and caring and sharing with them, and they can think and care and share with us. This is a global thing. This is total connectivity, and we're going to all get through it. I love you guys. I'm going to say good night. We will be on the air again tomorrow night, and I'll tell all the listeners out there, there is a number that you can call. The number is 323-769-5879. Again, 323-769-5879. And on that number, you can call and leave a message that you want to shout out to a loved one, but it has to be a love message, or you can leave a suggestion. I also will be posting out the email that you can email me, which is lmacnetworkmusic12@gmail.com. But I'm going to post all this out because we want to stay connected here. We want to care for each other here, and we're going to do this through education, unification, and collaboration. We're going to do everything that we can do to let each other know that we care and we share. Thank you so much for listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and I want everybody to stay woke, okay? Love you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. May
baby, then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Dead boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world. What it used to be. Ain't doing alone. Ain't doing alone. Need some help, yeah. Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody.